You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Tuesday afternoon, everybody.
Woo. Okay, I know we often start talking about the weather like a bunch of old people.
You mean like every hour
of
every day?
Is it possible to die from wind?
Well, it depends. Is something impaling you that's being carried by said wind?
Are you in a hurricane or a tornado?
Yesterday on I-35, I was.
Did your home fall on top of you?
I am here to tell you.
She wishes.
Do not.
Nice.
Very funny.
Didn't even think about that one.
Do not mess around with this wind. You know how much I love our truck drivers, but I'm going to say right now, if you have a high-profile vehicle, you should not be on the road today. Truckers, isn't there a rule, Sam, that if it's like it's blowing so hard you're going to die, truckers cannot be on the road?
There is a gust strength that I believe, yes, truckers then have to pull over and wait for that wind to stop.
Okay, so I passed one very nice trucker, and I'm sure he was obeying the rules within the boundaries of his company, and also a couple of pickup trucks. Here's what's happening on the highway. Rocks and other types of debris are flying at 90 miles an hour left to right, and your car will feel like it is being pelted by debris because the wind gusts are so high.
My phone says the wind is currently at 24 miles per hour.
Thousand.
No way.
It's at 24,000 miles an hour.
No way.
And it's gusting upwards of 40 and 50.
Yeah. And I want to be careful, Sam. I'm not saying the rocks came off of that truck, but today is not one of those days you want to be around anyone hauling anything.
Yeah, you do not want to be a gravel hauler today.
It sounded like pea gravel hitting my car. Ding, 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 ding.
Well, my hour by hour shows it, and it only goes to 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. It has it being Gus G every hour.
By the way, this is a law firm, so this is not a trucking company, but it says that an 18-wheeler can flip in a gust up to 60 miles an hour. Truck drivers are told to exercise caution if the wind speeds exceed 40 miles per hour.
So today
is an exercise caution day, and in some cases, a pull off and don't flip.
Yeah, what I'm looking at, Scott, says gusts up to 46.8 miles an hour. And my point is, if you don't have to be out on a highway,
I would have thought it was 60.
Don't be. Because I hate that. Dink, dink, dink. It was gusting so bad, and the little pebbles were flying so bad.
I know what you're talking about.
I looked to see if it chipped my windshield.
I got a courtesy door close when I got to work.
Oh, yeah.
Sam and I, neither one of us had to close our doors.
That's how you get a traumatic hand injury.
You get out, you grab your stuff, and when you're done, you just walk away from the vehicle.
Mother Nature closes your door for you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Unless you're in the way.
Be careful. I'm telling you, be careful.
Scott, did you suffer a traumatic hand injury?
No, because I don't put my hand in the door well.
Mm. Weird.
You said to me the other day you almost did. You were shutting it, and you almost slammed your own hand into the door. So do not act like that is not something that can and does happen around these parts.
I'm still trying to figure out the physics behind that one. But
mine
it.
Or hers?
Yours.
You don't,
how you managed
no,
to...
don't understand the physics until it happens to you, Sam.
I was pulling the door closed from, instead of using the door handle...
Oh, you like grabbed up in front over the window.
I grabbed the frame of the window of the door over the window and then went to shut it, and my hand almost got caught in the jam. And I almost became a Dana Wright.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but you saved it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
So.
Terry Gar died today.
I was going to just say a part of my childhood is gone. For those of you a little bit younger than Scott and myself, I don't know.
Don't say it.
I don't know that it's possible to overstate what an enormous star she was for a snapshot in time.
Early 80s.
And you could not go anywhere without seeing Terry Gar. Mm-hmm. I remember her in the Ghostbusters video. There's something strange.
The music
and
video?
Yes, she is at the very end, mark my words, when they have a bunch of stars going, Ghostbusters, at the very end.
I didn't know that.
She is one of them. She was such a huge star coming off of Mr. Mom with Michael Keaton. And you have heard people say, oh my gosh, you have heard people say over and over again, 220, 221, whatever it takes. That line is from Mr. Mom, where Michael Keaton stays home with the kids for a while.
He's been fired.
Yes, so Terry Gar can go off and make her living at a marketing firm. God, she was just
She was also in Young Frankenstein.
I didn't remember that because I don't think I've ever seen that.
Let me look up her movie credits because you're right. In the early 80s, she was everywhere. She had MS.
Oh, God bless her. Tootsie. My God, how
of
did
course,
I forget Tootsie?
Duh. Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
She is one of the artists.
Oh, God, with Burns.
Burns, George.
George Burns.
She was one of the artists, right, that's making the clay vision she has in Close Encounters, and she is drawn to go see the spaceship. God, I'd forgotten about that, too. Anyway, look her up. She was just this every woman, great. To me, she will always be just the quintessential 80s mom because of her role in Mr. Mom.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's too bad. She was 79 years old, had MS. Trying to see what other movie credits she has.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How does multiple sclerosis kill you in the end?
I don't know.
Because you can live, and I know people who live with MS.
We have a close friend who has
it. With difficulty, mm-hmm. but a long life.
So your muscles weaken over time progressively,
yes.
and that includes your diaphragm.
Or your swallow reflex.
Which means that you can no longer breathe under
her.
Your own control.
Horrible. That's in that horrible group of diseases that the MDA supports and Parkinson's and all of those. God bless her.
Okay. Dodgers and Yankees tonight, game 4.
Watched it
Freddie
last night.
Freeman with another homer.
Oh, I watched it.
Somebody get out the broom because this is about to be a sweep.
They have sucked me right on in to a game with teams that I did not care about since the Royals got knocked out.
Remember when the two of you said last week?
Never going to watch it.
No.
Nope.
No.
Not
you don't get off that easy. Do you remember when the two of you said last week, and I'm going to paraphrase but be close enough to be dangerous.
Sure.
This World Series is going to suck. And I said, uh-uh, I can't wait to watch it.
You said it's still going to be good baseball.
That's
is
right.
What you said.
Now, I will fully admit, and I mentioned yesterday that I have to eat my words. I will fully admit that I watched the game Saturday night, and it was entertaining baseball. However, after they won last night, and now we're looking at a sweep, this is the most boring World Series we've ever seen.
What?
No. I do have to say something.
A sweep?
Do you not sort of feel bad for the guy that's supposed to be the guy, that is always the guy?
That's Aaron Judge.
Thank you. That apparently... is not the guy.
He
swing
is,
and a miss.
He's having a very bad
swing and a miss.
Postseason.
Swing and a miss. Like,
yes.
I couldn't even name him, but I've seen the memes Twitter, and it'll say, like, Aaron Judge every time, you know, there's a clutch moment, and it's just like some guy swinging a bat
at a
pinata and missing.
I know we don't break down the numbers of the game, but he is making some really dumb swings. Like, it looks like he's golfing out there. He's 6'7". You shouldn't be swinging at the plate.
I said this last night. He's got the yips, and I know you're not supposed to talk about the yips, but
he's got the yips.
Once it gets in your head, you can't. It's in his head.
But remember, people like me consider him to be the real home run king.
He needs a sports psychologist, toot sweet.
Because I think last season, was it last season, Sam, where he had 62 home runs?
He was almost a record setter, if not.
And beat the legitimate record.
Yeah.
He had a great season marching up to the point where it started to really matter. Did
he had
not?
A great season all the way up until September 30th.
Yes. That's the yips.
It all went down.
That's what it does
there.
To you. I'm telling you. Anyway, I know you shouldn't feel bad for a bajillionaire that makes money to hit a ball with a bat,
Sorry,
but I do feel bad for him.
It was 2022 where he hit 62 home runs in a single season. Now, granted, that's not more than Sosa or Bonds or McGuire.
But it's fun to watch.
But those guys were all juiced up, and he was not. So I consider him, Aaron Judge, the legitimate holder of the home run record.
He's not even batting 100.
He's having a bad postseason.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Now I will say
Freddie Freeman's having a great postseason.
I said with the sweep, it's coming back to boring baseball.
No.
This Dodgers sweeping the Yankees is the best outcome I could have hoped for.
In the previous 119 World Series, only 19 out of 119 have finished in sweeps. And the last time it happened was 12 years ago. You know who hates this more than anybody? The network showing the game.
Oh, sure. They want it to go to seven games.
They want it to be exciting.
You have media market number one, media market number two.
Yes.
They clearly want this to go to seven games. But it's still, to me, it's been a very exciting postseason and World Series.
A walk-off grand slam and then the bases loaded and then top of the ninth in the second game. Yeah, it has been exciting.
It's been fun.
Baseball.
Yeah.
I take back everything I said.
I don't.
One.
Because I didn't think it would be this, and it is. And then last night, I go, oh, hey, the World Series is on. Let's just turn it on.
Very quickly, I watched my Steelers last night as they took on the Giants and won.
Very nice uniforms, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. I thought of you a lot every time I looked at the yard line and saw an arrow.
There are arrows painted on the field to the
have 10, been for decades. 20,
well, no one has ever pointed that out to me, nor have they pointed out what those mean. And it makes it
go this direction.
A lot easier to watch when you're looking on TV. I go, look, there's those arrows.
You mentioned yesterday something about plus or minus.
Yes, on the plus side or the minus side. Okay, so Sam, follow me here. If our people have the ball on the 40-yard line, sometimes if you're, let's make it the 30, that's easier. On the 30-yard line.
God, are we doing this again?
Sometimes when you just glance at the television, you don't know if you're on the good side of the 30, like closer to the end zone where we're almost to score.
If you're paying attention, you do.
Or the bad side of the 30, like you're way back and you've got 70 more to go. The arrows help you figure out very quickly, oh, yeah, they're on the bad side.
Oh, my God.
See? You're welcome.
You know what else helps you? If you're going this way, if the 30 is behind the 40 and not in front of the 40, then you've got longer to go.
I do want to clarify one thing. There are not arrows on the 50 because that's right in the middle. You'd have to have one arrow pointing each way.
It's like the center who's in the middle.
Yep. Yep. The more you know. Interesting story about merchandising, not about politics. It's the first thing I want to say before we get this conversation started.
Which, by the way, mercifully, it ends
in
1 week.
God, if I get one more.
I got two mailers from the same candidate in one day.
Text message to my phone.
Oh, it is nonstop.
We need to have a candidate run for office, and the only thing they run on is I won't blow up your phone anymore and we'll change the rule. Everyone would vote for that candidate. I don't care if it was Satan. I would probably vote for that candidate.
How would they get their message out about that policy change?
That's a good point.
Shut up, Sam.
Okay.
Did you hear what I said? I got two mailers from the same candidate.
Yep.
On the same day.
Yep.
They're not the smartest.
Clearly.
So this is not about the P word. It's about something else.
Okay.
That is my rule.
All right.
At Kansas City International Airport, political merchandise drives an online furor. Travelers passing through KCI have recently noted a political tinge to the wares that we are offering in our stores at the airport, specifically one of my favorite stores, Made in Kansas City. And wait until you hear why and what the rules are about this. You're not going to believe it.
Okay.
Reddit has exploded on this. On Monday, a user there posted a photo of several candidate pieces of apparel being sold at Made in KC. Okay? Not getting into the candidates. Doesn't matter. Don't care.
Does it start with a T or an H?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Pretty disappointed is an understatement, the user wrote. Made in KC has been my go-to for family gifts. The post quickly generated hundreds of comments and counting. But like a lot of political information that breezes into our fragmented and user-generated media landscape, it did not tell the full story. For one thing, a subsequent post from a different user revealed that one piece of candidate's merch was laid out to another candidate's merch right next to it, bearing another slogan.
So you can get either side.
Even that level of political engagement is beyond what the local chain wants to be involved with, quoting here, from Made in KC owner Tyler Enders. We did not approve this, said Enders. It is extremely disappointing to see these products in a shop with our name on it. We have never carried election merch in any of our stores. We've all been to Made in KC. You know what you find in there.
Yeah, but how did it get in his store?
Oh, you just wait.
Yeah, explain to me how the barcodes work if you're not selling the product.
A great story, because I think very few people know this, and I wonder how many business owners know it. At KCI and at most airports, the restaurants and the shops merely license their name to the airport. The businesses are all run by a management company hired by the airport.
Oh,
just wait. Made in KC, Enders said, partners with a firm called WH Smith to run its airport shop. WH Smith then partners with something called Vantage Group, which is the developer and manager of record for KCI's concession and dining program. Vantage Group, of course, did not respond to a request for comment. Made in KC has some say in what is sold. Enders said, we do not approve all products that are brought into the airport, but we do get to suggest local brands for the airport to carry. In this case, he is not sure if Company A, Vantage, or Company B, WH Smith, was responsible for bringing in what I call the political crap that we are all so sick of. Quoting here, I have no idea how many people signed off on this, but suffice it to say the products have now been removed and we are rereading our agreement so this never happens again. Okay.
From the text line, safe to say they did not approve this message.
Founded in 2015, really? Made in KC operates 10 stores that sell locally made clothes, gifts, and more. We all know that. Okay. I want to go back to this sentence. KCI and most airports, the restaurants and shops inside merely license their names to the airport. The businesses are then run by a management company. Now, I understand.
I didn't know that.
I don't think anybody knew that, Scott. I understand the airport has an interest in not having 52 different owners and complaints. And I do understand that.
Sure.
It would be difficult, to say the least, if you were the airport and or the city, having to sub-manage all of those different shops and restaurants. But the way I read this, if you are, Meat Mitch, one of my favorite barbecue spots. Meat Mitch is in the airport. If this management company that could bring in political crap and slap Made in KC on it, if they can get away with that, could they also, if you're a restaurant, say, you know, we don't love the way you do your fries. We're going to outsource that to a third-party company.
Yes.
Couldn't they also say, we don't love barbecue. We're going to start selling Mexican food?
And let me ask you
this.
Well,
that I think, Sam, and I'm asking our listening audience, that I think would have to be in your contract, that although we can't approve every single piece of merch that comes in and out, you also can't change it from Meat Mitch to Meat Mary and sell popsicles.
But if it's Made in KC, that's the store.
That is the
made
store.
Made in KC. Because it's being managed by another company, WH Smith, does that mean that they're selling things that are not made in Kansas City?
Well, I would almost, this would be federal political merch that no one wants to see. You are literally ticking off half, no, 100% of the people that walk by there.
Yeah, because both major candidates are featured in the store.
That is my understanding. Yes. Were. He did. Were, he yeah. did successfully have it removed. But that's a great question. I mean, you know, when the bids went out for, you know, the requests for proposals for who gets to have a business in the airport, what all did those businesses or do those businesses sign away in handing it off to a management company that then kicks it up to a different management company?
Now, I'm not saying that people don't have the right to sell or wear whatever political crap they want to wear at the airport. What I'm saying is when I go to the airport, I'm either going on vacation or I'm going to a funeral.
Yeah, I don't want to see it for either reason.
For anyone. I don't care who your candidate is. I'm on a temporary break from your politics.
And I'm wondering today if the other businesses inside the airport are contacting that management company to say, don't you dare bring that stuff into our store.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Story here from the New York Post, losing teeth, falling from heights, being chased. Those are just some of the most common nightmares that plague sleepers.
Yes.
Who may be confused as to why the dreams even occur.
Say the three again. Losing teeth.
Losing teeth, falling from heights, and being chased. I never have any of those. An Amerisleep survey of 2,000 people conducted last year found that falling is the most common nightmare reported by just over 64% of respondents, while being chased, dying, and feeling lost follow in second, third, and fourth. Other frequent nightmares include missing an important event, waking up late, paralysis, death of a loved one, your house burning down, and your teeth falling out.
Oh, by the way, the paralysis is a real thing. That's not just a nightmare.
What do you mean?
You can actually go into a sleep paralysis where your brain is awake and thinks that everything that is happening to you is real, and your body is still dead asleep.
While dreams are typically a reaction to stress, medication, mental health conditions, or poor sleep, some nightmares are believed to have more specific causes. Experts suggest that the feeling of falling or dreaming of falling is a response to the body relaxing and falling asleep, which is often followed by the person suddenly jerking awake. Now, I have done that before.
Yep.
Healthline also lists insecurity, anxiety, or feeling overwhelmed and out of control as reasons for having a nightmare about falling.
Okay, the losing teeth, I have had that more times than I can count. It is always this macabre, awful, disturbing.
They list the causes right here.
You want to know what it is?
Like, sometimes it's like they're crunching in my mouth.
So
what is it?
Your teeth are a symbol of pride and strength.
Okay.
The dream of losing your teeth represents feelings of inadequacy or vulnerability.
Okay.
Stress, negative self-image, and manifestations of fear.
Definitely stress and manifestations of fear. It's been a while since I've had, well, yeah. I should never have gone to see that movie, by the way.
Smile 2?
Oh, my gosh. The dreams I've had since I went to go see Smile 2 have not been pleasant.
I'm glad I didn't go see it.
Not pleasant.
Is it a run, do not walk?
If you are not super sensitive to disturbing sequences, yeah. I thought it's very good. It's not as good as the first one, but I have had nightmares since.
Most of my dreams are not nightmares. In fact, oftentimes I will dream about my dad and I'll wake up and it's always pleasant. And I always say kind of under my breath, I say, it was nice to see you again. But if I had a nightmare per se, it's always, and I've had this dream more times than I can count. I'm in college. I've signed up for a class.
Yep.
It's the end of the semester.
Yep.
I haven't gone. There's an exam, and I don't know where the class is.
Number 7, missing an important event, 43.7%.
Maybe that would qualify, yeah.
But in our deadlined business, that is always, and Sam, you've had this, where you just don't show up for work, and you don't show up to do your job, or there's an important deadline that you just don't do, which is not, for any of us, what would ever happen. I think I can count on one or two fingers the number of times I missed a deadline in broadcasting.
My most common in the last 5, almost 6 years now is not being able to find the dump button.
Really?
Yep. I'm perfectly in this studio. Everything looks the same in my dream, and the dump button is just not there, and somebody just dropped an F-bomb.
I got your back.
Well, you know.
Sleep expert Dr. Deborah Lee said to avoid looking at screens like your smartphone that give off blue light at night, which experts believe could influence sleep quality. You will, quoting here from Dr. Lee, you will be tempted to doom scroll, flooding your mind with other distractions from sleeping, and it'll be much harder to get back to sleep, especially after a nightmare.
Well, and that's why we need to bring back the, and this isn't some weird campaign that I have, bring back the old school alarm clock. But when you wake up in the middle of the night, you want to know what time it is.
Sam, you have saved me, because several months ago I was saying, I think I want a normal, I'd like to know what time it is in the middle of the night without looking at my phone. You guys, that $10 Walmart alarm clock will change your life. It is right there on the nightstand.
I'm glad you're using it.
And if Sam, it has helped me more than you know.
Good.
Because I can look over and say, okay, like it's 2 a.m. I got this. Go get a drink of water. I can go right back to bed. Or 4 a.m. Okay, I probably need to roll over and go back to sleep. But you don't do what I used to do, which is pick up the phone and go, oh, it's 4 a.m. Wonder what's going on the New York Times website.
The second you crack the seal of that phone.
No way, man.
You're trapped.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a nightmare.
So you
got
yourself a nightstand alarm clock.
Sam brought it in.
I gave her my old one.
You did give it to her.
Mm-hmm. Good
yes.
for you. Good
oh
for
my
you.
Gosh, I love it
it's
so much.
It's old school too. It's big and bulky.
I have never slept a night without a standard. It's very small at my house.
Yep.
That's what she said. Alarm clock on the nightstand. So when I wake up in the middle of the night, I look over, it's 2 o'clock, I'm like, get back to sleep.
Yep.
Also, a big thing is keeping a glass of water on your nightstand. That doesn't help if you're a flailer in your sleep because you'll knock it over. But if you're not, keep the water right there.
Why don't you move it out of flailing distance?
I have long arms. I put my water bottle on the ground.
It's hard for him to get out of flailing distance.
It is.
You're a flailer?
I am.
And you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
How does that go over?
Well, sometimes she takes an elbow to the face.
Are you kidding me?
I am being dead serious. I don't think he is.
I really don't.
Oh, I would not sleep in the same bed with you.
I've never injured her, but I have been known to flail. I actually had a bottle of water on the nightstand the other night, and when I woke up, it was in the bathroom.
Well,
I didn't put it there.
You had a what?
I had a bottle of water, like a plastic bottle of water, because we just had a couple extra from our trip to Nashville. And I put it on the nightstand because I was going to use that as my nighttime water. And when I woke up, the bottle of water was on the bathroom floor, like 15 feet away from the nightstand.
Well, you know, Jonathan Weir, formerly of this radio station, had night terrors.
He had night terrors. Yeah.
And he and I'm not breaking a trust here. He would talk about this on the radio. There were nights, if I'm not mistaken, he would say he would wake up with his hands around his wife's throat.
Like in the middle of a night terror.
Correct. Yeah, of course. Well, yes. That's what I meant.
Not just on a normal Tuesday, which would be awkward for everyone. Oh, I got you with the night terror again.
913-586-7798.
913-586-7798.
Stacy in Kansas City. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I use the alarm clock too now instead of opening my phone because I would fall down the TikTok. Now they make alarm clocks that they look like your regular alarm clock, but they put you can see the time on your ceiling. So if you're too lazy to even roll over, you don't have to do that.
Man, that's pretty lazy.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful.
I love it.
All right, Stacey, thanks for the call. I keep seeing this. You can turn your iPhone sideways, and it looks like an old school alarm clock.
There is a setting or an app, I'm sure, that will do that. But if I'm looking at that phone,
I'm over here turning it sideways and it's not working.
No.
So, Texter, do you need an app for that? Because I turn it sideways and I look like a moron sitting over here. Well, I look like a moron anyway, but.
This was just updated. I'm going to go ahead and call this breaking news. Out of Pleasant Hill, Missouri, there is a student hospitalized, Scott, after a tree fell. This is moments ago from our reporting partners at Channel 9. Emergency responders are on the scene at Pleasant Hill Elementary School after a tree fell on students. We started this hour talking about wind. Mm-hmm. We will end this hour talking about wind. At least one student was taken to the hospital. The extent of injuries is unclear. Both students and teachers were being evaluated at the scene. Parents have been notified. If you are in Pleasant Hill or anywhere around where this just happened, we don't want to make the assumption that the wind did this, but this is one of those days where the gusts are so high.
Pretty safe assumption.
Pleasant Hill Police reporting, please keep the students and staff in your thoughts and prayers. If you are out that way or saw anything or know anything, give us a call at 913-586-7798. This is just happening in the last few minutes that we are starting to see this on social. Channel 5 just picked this up. Again, we know one student is hospitalized and several others were injured, struck by a falling tree at Pleasant Hill Elementary School. And from Channel 5's reporting, this was updated 8 minutes ago. One student was taken to the hospital after a tree fell and struck multiple students at Pleasant Hill Elementary. The Pleasant Hill, Missouri Police Department says emergency personnel responded to the school on an accidental injury call. A falling tree left one kid with injuries that required transportation to the hospital. Several others, quote, were evaluated by EMS and school nursing staff. Incident remains under investigation.
Okay, we'll continue to monitor, reach out to Pleasant Hill and see if we can't get somebody on the phone as soon as possible. Amy in Overland Park. Amy, hello.
Hey guys, gosh, that's an awful story to have to report. Those kids are going to be in a world of hurt for a while. God bless them and keeping them in my prayers. That's a lot. What I called about, you guys were talking about nightmares or flailing in your sleep. My husband used to work at a shoe store, and he is constantly putting shoes away in his sleep, and he'll sit straight up in bed and say, okay, the Nikes go here, let's not put the Adidas on that shelf. And it's pretty comical. But one night he woke me up and he's like, baby, you're biting my arm. And I'm like, oh my god, I was just eating a piece of sweet corn, and I'd actually grabbed his arm and was chewing on his arm.
Oh my gosh. And Amy, has he been like that as long as you guys have been together?
Yes.
And do you chew on his arm regularly?
No, God, no. No, but we're always, I mean, one of us is always talking in our sleep. And the great thing about him is that he will start saying something and I can engage him and start asking him questions. And his answers are hilarious and he never remembers any of it.
Well, we had a discussion not too long ago on this program about whether sleepwalking is real. And I know for a fact, because my mother has told me, that when I was a kid, I would sleepwalk. Down the stairs, open up a closet, pull out a vacuum.
I do think, if we've read this before, it is much more common in much younger people. Men, as you maybe get older, but much younger people, as far as the sleepwalking. I cannot imagine walking around and not being aware of what's going on.
Well, but people talk in their sleep, and what just happened?
Okay. Thank you. We have the fire chief calling in from Pleasant Hill. We're trying to get more information about what has happened there as a tree has fallen, at least one child taken to the hospital. We started the program again talking about the wind. We don't yet know if that is what is to blame here. The size of the tree, we know that some teachers and other students are being evaluated. Just one kid taken to the hospital, that is one too many. And Sam says the fire chief is calling in. And so we're going to just hang here until we see that phone ring so we can get him through.
It would be hard to imagine that it wasn't the wind. I mean, look at that tree right behind you outside the window. I mean, now thankfully a lot of the trees have lost some of their leaves. Obviously as fall comes around, but as Dana mentioned, one student was injured and taken to the hospital. Several others were injured and now being evaluated by the school nurse. An EMT, and this was at Pleasant Hill
Elementary
School.
Yep.
Okay.
Pleasant Hill Elementary School.
All right. Let's move on to some other stories, because otherwise we're just going to be repeating ourselves until the fire chief calls in. CNN, what would you do with a $44 million lottery win? Sitting around for weeks waiting to receive it probably isn't high on your list, but that's what one California man says is happening to him. Jerry, whose last name is not given, says he won the Powerball jackpot on August 19th and has not seen a single cent yet.
All the way back in August?
Mm-hmm. Lottery officials will not comment on his specific case, but they said it is common to take 6 to 8 weeks, sometimes longer, to arrange a payment.
Can you imagine, like, you can't pay your rent or your mortgage, and you're like, no, really, I won the lottery.
If you just hang on just a little bit longer, I'm going to have a lot of millions.
I bet you did.
That's because winners go through a lengthy vetting process, which includes making sure that they don't owe back taxes or child support. But for Jerry, it's now been 10 weeks since he hit the jackpot. For now, he says he's just going to wait for his life-changing payout.
Okay.
You see, Gisele Bündchen is pregnant already?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. Gisele Bündchen
with a new boyfriend.
Yes. her taekwondo instructor.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot to this story, and I'm not sure that all of it is true, and I don't know what's going on.
I've heard them poke fun of it on Saturday Night Live. We'll just leave it at that.
There were accusations that she was cheating on Tom with this taekwondo instructor during their marriage. And
good for them.
She denies that.
When is the happy bundle expected to arrive?
I don't know how many months.
She's not showing in any way, shape, or form, so...
Well, I'm not sure Giselle until about month 9 would be showing in any way, shape, or form, Sam.
The former Victoria's Secret model, 44, is reportedly head over heels with her new partner. And her friends, quote, have not seen her like this before.
Mm.
Mm. Their chemistry, is that the new word on the show?
HM1M.
Their chemistry together has always been there, and they have a lot in common, said one friend. They've been in love for a while.
No.
Wait a minute.
Like I said, there's a lot to this story. We all blame Tom Brady for playing another year of football.
Good for that. You know what? Good for her. I am thrilled if she is happy. It is never too late to find happiness. I am thrilled if she is happy.
Wasn't she happy when she was married to Tom Brady for a little
while? And that being said, Sam turned me on to Bad Monkey, and I cannot tell you how funny it is. It is so funny with Vince Vaughn. One of the stars in Bad Monkey is Tom Brady's first wife, Natalie Monahan.
Not Natalie, it's...
Oh, my God. She's
on Blue Bloods.
Is gorgeous.
Oh, she's very hot.
And I said the other night, I go, my God, she is a stunner. Because I believe she was pregnant with their first child when he met Giselle.
Bridget Monahan.
Whatever. She is a... What is the difference between the Moynihan and the Monahan, and which one is the train guy?
Well, one has a Y and one doesn't.
What's the train guy?
That's Pat Monahan.
Fine. I get them all confused. Anyway,
you
Bad
get
Monkey.
Bridget Moynihan mixed up with Pat Monahan?
I think we should just pick one way to spell it and go with that.
She's on Blue Bloods, and I think she's better looking than Giselle.
I do too. Bad Monkey, it is on Apple TV. Run, do not walk.
You won't
that
regret it.
That show starts with a severed arm, and you will be laughing out loud.
Can't start tonight because the World Series is on.
By the way, text line says that 5 to 6 months along for Giselle.
I'm telling you would never know because she just has that build that she'll
showing.
Get the, she won't even get a basketball. She'll get like a grapefruit in front. You'll be like, did she just
does somebody
she have,
sounds bitter.
Does she have indigestion?
Whoa.
No, that's a 9-pound baby in there.
News with Dan Weinbaum in 2 minutes on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.